All right, defensive coordinator Keith Butler is joining me today in the coordinator's corner. Your defense ranked number 2 overall in the league. What are you happy about? What are you mad about?
I'm mad about that we're not as good as we should be against the run. I would like to see us get a little bit better against the run. We still got some good teams to play, good offenses to play. It really don't mean anything where we're at right now until the end of the season, really. I mean, I'd love to be number one in the league in defense, and I'm sure all our players would, too. It's just a matter of the better you get, the more you win, the harder it becomes. Just like us, if we can keep winning, everybody's going to be shooting for us. And that's the way the NFL, that's just the way it is. And then a lot of teams will bounce back. We'll get a lot of guys, the people that we play, will give us their best game. All that stuff has got to be factored in terms of progressing during the season.
What do you like? You started with the bad first.
Oh, I like the fact that we're getting some pressure on the quarterback. We probably need to get a couple more turnovers here and there that would help us a little bit more. I mean, the turnover takeaway ratio is vital in the league in terms of winning football games, and I think we're going to need to get that a little bit better. But I do like what our secondary's done. Carnell's done a good job with them. Jerry O and Joey's done a good job with their guys, and so has Mitch. I mean, in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback and stuff like that. I'd like to get a little bit better and see if we can use a four-man rush, and that helped us in the last game. We were trying not to blitz and see if our four-man rush could stand up, and it did there at the end.
In terms of the sacks and the interceptions, it seems like they're coming from all over. Is that a good thing, or do you just not plain care where they come from? It could be one guy that has 24 sacks.
I don't care. I really don't care. I like the fact that nobody knows who it's coming from, so they can't double team them all the time. You know, we're going to do different things anyway. We're going to blitz some, and we're going to change it up. Sometimes we're going to rush four, let the rushers rush and the covers cover. Sometimes we'll do that, and sometimes we'll blitz to change it up a little bit too. I think in the NFL, defensively, you can't stay the same. You can't do the same things over and over and over again because people are too sharp and offenses are too good. Offensive coordinators are too good. They'll take advantage of you if they know what defense that you're going to be in.
I think the last time we spoke was probably after the Jacksonville game. I know the big thing you were harping on was the communication.
Right.
And in the Bengals game, everyone was asking your guys in the locker room after, myself included, what changed from the first half to the second half? 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, and they said we communicated better.
Correct.
Is this something you're still preaching to your guys and they're still working on?
You always have to do that. I mean, every defense that I've been a part of that's been successful, both playing and coaching, have always been good communicators in terms of checks and stuff like that that we want to have against certain people or what we're trying to take away from a certain offense, what they're doing. So we got to be able to communicate so everybody's on the same page. You can't be guessing out there about what the guy next to you is doing. So with that communication comes stability. That's the reason when I talk to my guys, I always talk about discipline. That's one. Two is selflessness. Three is do your job. I mean, all three of them weighted the same. But part of that, too, is communication.
Do you think that that's as simple as making them communicate and over-communicate maybe in practice to transition that onto the field?
I want to make sure that they have hand signals out there that they can talk to each other. Because it gets out, especially when we play at home, it's very, very loud out there for them. And sometimes the corners can't see because they're away from everybody else, and they can't hear what the linebackers and the safeties are saying. So they got to communicate with sign language and hand signals. So when we get that down, and we did a much better job of it in the second half. We get that down and everybody's on the same page, I think we'll be a good defense.
Joe Hayden joined the team in North Carolina, the final preseason game, just kind of showed up and was thrown into your lap. I'm sure that was a welcome surprise.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How has he adjusted now that we're through 7 games?
I think he feels at home, a lot more at home. He's been at one place for a long time, And when you do that, you kind of know all the guys around you and stuff like that, what kind of people they are, who you're going to hang out with, that type of thing. And you choose who your friends are more so than not. You really don't know anybody when you come in. And the good thing that I think he found here was a welcome locker room. And our locker room is probably, I think, is one of the better ones in the league. Those guys do a good job in terms of welcoming people and making people feel at home and making them feel part of the team and stuff like that. And they did with Joe. And Joe's a good football player for us. He's helped us a lot.
What does he bring to this team, being a veteran guy who's been in the league for a number of years? Does he add anything different from an outsider perspective?
His play does. I mean, your teammates are going to respect the way you play, okay? And to me, as a player, that was the most important thing to me, was to have the respect of my teammates. And how do you get the respect of your teammates? You know what the heck you're doing. Number one, you're prepared to do it, and you do it. And so he does all those things, and that garners great respect for him on the field. And he's a pro. He does what he's supposed to. He asks questions when he needs to have answers, and he's played in the system before. Ray mm-hmm. Horton was over there for a while, so the transition wasn't that big for him. We do a lot of things that Ray did. Some of the things we don't, and he's had to learn that, and he's had no problem doing it.
Is it fair to say your defense as a whole plays with a chip on their shoulder?
I think they want to be good. They all want to be good. They all want to be the best in the league. We're not the best in the league right now. I think more so than anything else, they want a chance at the Super Bowl. They want a chance to get in the Super Bowl and see if they can win the Super Bowl. But that's coming by what we call quarters. We divide the season up in quarters, you know, the first quarter, the second quarter, four games, mm-hmm. and try to win those four games or have a good record in those four games. So we'll get us in position to get to the playoffs, to get us in position to win our division first, and then get us in position to maybe have a home field advantage is what we want. But that's a long ways away. We've only played seven games. We were coming up with our eighth game this week, and that's nine more games. A lot can happen between now and then.
Last question for you, Detroit Lions, looking uh-huh. at their offense. What are some of the big problems they're going to present for you guys on Sunday night?
Quarterback, in my mind, is Stafford is a very good quarterback, very good arm, sharp guy, understands what his guys can and can't do, has real good command of the offense, and they got some players. They got some running backs. They got some tight ends. They got some receivers. I think Golden Tate was hurt. I don't know if he's going to come back or not, but Marvin Jones is still there. He's a good receiver for them. Their running backs are, you know, there's a couple of them, or two or three of them, and they're kind of specialty guys. You know, some guys are in there for protection, some guys are in there to run the ball. So they got a good football team. It's going to be a challenge for us.
Do you get excited for primetime games?
I don't.
No.
I'd rather have 1 o'clock games so I could be at home watching TV.
Me too.
At 4 o'clock, you know. I'd rather do that. But it goes with the territory. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. It goes with the territory. They have flexible schedules and stuff like that on the tail end of the year. You know, we're probably going to have maybe one more 1 o'clock game, and that's depressing to me a little bit. So, you know, it's good. It's good. You know, better than the alternative. You know, I mean, the alternative is, hey, you're 1 o'clock every Sunday, and then nobody cares about what you're doing. So, hopefully, we can maintain a level of competence, and we can keep winning.
All right. Good luck in Detroit, Coach.
All righty.